Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. African Tourism Board completed tourism training. The ATB Executive Chairman, Mr. Ncube, encouraged local governments in Malawi and across Africa to invest resources in training programs that would ensure the effective application of newly acquired skills within the tourism industry. In alignment with its mission to enhance tourism in Africa, the African Tourism Board, ATB, recently commemorated the successful completion of capacity-building training for African tourism professionals. The ATB effectively collaborated with the government of Malawi and various tourism stakeholders to organize the Malawi Tourism and Hospitality Capacity-Building Training held in Lilongwe this month. During a significant gathering, Mr. Cuthbert Ncube, Executive Chairman of the African Tourism Board, addressed the attendees to honor the successful conclusion of the Tourism and Hospitality Capacity Building Training Program, which was wrapped up just days ago. The event celebrated the accomplishments of the participants and highlighted the essential role of government support in promoting sustainable tourism development across the African continent. Mr. Ncube expressed his sincere appreciation to all stakeholders who played a role in the success of the event, underscoring that the engagement of African governments is paramount for empowering individuals within the tourism sector. Government support is not merely beneficial, it is the critical element for sustainable tourism growth and the enhancement of local communities, he articulated. In addressing the economic potential of community-based tourism, Mr. Ncube indicated that local incomes could experience an increase of up to 50% through meaningful community involvement. The ATB Executive Chairman, Mr. Ncube, encouraged local governments in Malawi and across Africa to invest resources in training programs that would ensure the effective application of newly acquired skills within the tourism industry. In his remarks, Mr. Ncube emphasized the positive ripple effects that mentorships, funded internships, and abundant networking opportunities could have on job creation and local economies, leading to a more skilled workforce in tourism. He also pointed out that communities engaged in tourism development tend to enhance their own infrastructure and services. Citing the United Nations World Tourism Organization, he remarked that community-led initiatives can improve local amenities by up to 20%, creating environments that rival high-end establishments. Mr. Ncube challenged government representatives to collaborate in nurturing tourism projects that benefit both stunning destinations and the communities they encompass. Furthermore, he appealed to private sector leaders to invest in local talents and partner with training programs organized to empower the youth, fostering a tourism landscape that is sustainable, innovative, and inclusive. As the event concluded, Mr. Ncube acknowledged the trainees who had completed the capacity-building training, hailing them as the future of the industry. "It's our duty to support their journey and provide them with the tools and opportunities they need to succeed," he affirmed. Through his concluding remarks, the ATB Executive Chairman inspired attendees to unite their efforts and commit themselves to elevating the tourism sector in Africa. "Together, we can create lasting changes that benefit our communities and the industry as a whole," he said, leaving participants motivated and ready to tackle the challenges ahead. The successful culmination of this training program in Malawi had represented a significant step toward cultivating a vibrant and inclusive tourism sector in Africa, reaffirming the dedication of all involved to build a thriving future for the industry and its communities. The African Tourism Board, ATB, is committed to empowering local communities across Africa by offering comprehensive training in sustainable tourism practices aiming to boost local incomes from tourism in the next 3 years. He commended the Malawi Tourism Council for its visionary leadership in organizing this initiative in collaboration with the ATB and the African Union. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.